1, 2, 1, 2, testing. Blah, 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 blah. English speaking asylum seekers. Donald Trump was denied a bank loan. Biden deposition. Hunter Biden. Drunk Hunter Biden deposition. Drunk and high Hunter Biden deposition. All right, now that our tongues are twisted, welcome to the podcast. Hunter Biden really said, "Oh, I may have been leveraging my father's power as vice president with my business. But dude, I was drunk and high. I was drunk and high the whole time during all of those business deals. I may have been selling out the office of the vice president of the United States to Chinese businessmen. But dude, I was drunk and high. Come on." There's no other reason Hunter Biden should have made $5.1 million. I mean, come on, the guy left his laptop at the repair shop. He forgot his laptop at the repair shop because he was too high on crack. Why on earth did Hunter Biden take that photo of himself smoking crack? I mean, on the list of stupid things to do, that has got to be near the top. Especially when your father is the president or a senator or vice president or really whoever you are. You're fucking any future up you have when you take a photo of yourself smoking crack. I thought my future was fucked up, like being photographed at a party in high school. The president's son is taking selfies with a crack pipe in his mouth. A crack pipe. He's a functioning crackhead, a highly functioning crackhead, making $5.1 million in high crimes. You gotta be drunk and high to think you're not gonna get caught for this shit. His cocky ass. Dude must have felt fucking invincible. He was hopped up on crack. Hunter Biden took a couple of hits of crack cocaine and turned into a fucking business mogul. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. You gotta be careful which drug you take. Maybe if Hunter Biden was just smoking weed, he wouldn't have been making so many highly productive business deals. So many highly productive and highly criminal high business deals. This guy needs a less productive drug. He needs a fucking downer. Doesn't he like painting? That seems like a chill thing. Can't he just do some painting and relax? Stop fucking selling out the vice presidency or presidency, the fucking offices of the United States. Hunter Biden's got to go onto his Bob Ross shit pronto. He needs some Bob Ross vibes. Happy trees. We don't have mistakes. We make happy accidents. That's what Hunter Biden did. He made a happy accident. Oops. He did make $5.1 million. That's a really happy accident. While drunk and high. What a trip. This guy is fucking happy-go-lucky. He says he didn't involve his father in his business. He was drunk and high. That just sounds, he was just really fucking lucky. It sounds like he just happened to make $5.1 million while his dad was vice president. He says he didn't involve his dad in his business. It just sounds like he just used his father's name, influence. It didn't take any physical work or involvement from Joe Biden. All it took was Joe Biden being vice president. So Hunter could ominously refer to him as the big guy as he sucks money. And he could say, my father's sitting right next to me as I type this. So please pay up and your wildest dreams will come true. Do you know who my father is? Some know him as the big guy. He's kind of a big deal. Who talks to their business partners referring to their dad as the big guy. What a daddy's boy. You a little man. All right, little man. That's how the businessmen should have responded. Oh, you gotta talk to the big guy? Oh, you need a little bit. You need some money for the big guy. All right, little man. I got you, little man. Little guy. All right, little guy. That's Hunter Biden. Little guy. You got the big guy and you got the little guy. They are like Mini-Me and Dr. Evil. Did you guys know Joe Biden has a brother too named Jim? He's the Venom to Joe Biden's Spider-Man. The Marvel to Joe Biden's DC. The alternate reality of Joe Biden is his brother Jim Biden. And Joe Biden supposedly has no idea what Jim Biden does for a living. No idea. They're like, I don't know, what are they, like 70, 80? No idea what he does for a living his whole life. Definitely nothing with Chinese businessmen, that's for sure. Definitely not. If Joe Biden is the big guy, Hunter Biden's the little guy. Jim Biden, is he big guy too? Or is he medium guy? How many different sizes do these guys come in? How many sizes you got? Y'all come in a venti? I like a triple iced venti latte guy with almond milk. All right, enough dark roasting the Biden family. Wait, how about Joe Biden getting ice cream with Seth Meyers, though? That's hilarious. Come on, going on late night is one thing. Going out for ice cream after, what are you, a fucking SNL cast member? Now you're forced to do a fucking press conference at Ben and Jerry's. Bro, fucking tighten your shit up, bro. And I don't mean your fucking belt. He does this fucking bullshit late night interview where he's like taking on and off his sunglasses and making Taylor Swift jokes and shit. Then he goes out for ice cream after and the fucking packs of reporters are unleashed with actual questions. Hey, what the fuck is going on in the Middle East? And he starts fucking making wishes like he's an 8-year-old on Santa's lap, wishing for hopefully a ceasefire by the end of the beginning of the weekend. Please, Daddy, with a cherry on top. I'd like dark roast coffee, ice cream, one scoop, please, and a two-state solution in the Middle East with a ceasefire on top. Hopefully by the end of the week. Beginning. I love being American. I can say I hate Donald Trump. I can say I hate Joe Biden. I can say we deserve better. And I'm not going to get executed or thrown in jail for it. God bless America. And both our shitty political parties. And all our shitty politicians. Especially Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Free speech is fucking awesome. Fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. Donald Trump is going crazy with the free speech. I think he was listening to the Fishbowl last week because now he's calling Gavin Newsom new scum. Get it? Like swamp slime scum hair gel. New from Gavin Newsom. The fact that Trump is a former president, making fun of a governor, calling him scum, it's pretty low. It's pretty low to sink. Especially if you want to become president again. What are you going to do? He's a comedian. What do you expect him to be presidential? To make political arguments? No, it's personal attacks. It's going to be personal insults and mean-spirited jokes. Strictly. You got to stop listening to the Fishbowl, Trump. Clean up the act. Because I'm not cleaning the fishbowl, if you know what I mean. Trump said the southern border is a war zone. You think that might be a little bit of an overstatement? Maybe just a little bit. War zone. I think that minimizes actual war zones. It shows he's definitely never been near an actual war zone. I mean, didn't he draft dodge? Yeah, five times. Five times? I didn't even know the U.S. has been in five wars. Oh, it was all during the Vietnam War. He really did not want to go to a war zone. He got four deferments for school. Then I guess school ended and he got the fifth one for bone spurs. School ended, so he had to suddenly develop bone spurs. I mean, whatever, man. I don't want to go serve in the military, so why should Trump have had to? Hell, if they brought the draft back, I might develop bone spurs. He did dodge the draft, though, five times, so pussy. If you can dodge a draft, you can dodge a ball. Patches O'Houlihan, where my average Joe's at. Catching these dodgeball references like wrenches. The photos of Trump waving at people across the border, maybe Mexican, maybe other ethnicities. Who knows where these people are from, man? Legendary meme. No caption required. He's waving to them across the border like, hey guys, I can't wait till you join us over here. He turns around. They are rapists. They are mentally insane. They're litter bugs. They're mentally insane rapist litter bugs of military age. And God knows what the fuck they're planning. Look, they're just over there. Wave. Hi, guys. It's fucking insane. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. But separated by some barbed wire, or ideally a wall that they pay for. Okay, thanks. Love you. The border's not really a war zone as much as it is, you know, a border. That's why you see border patrol there. Not Marines. I'm not sure we really need to start a war with Mexico. It seems kind of like unnecessary escalation to put Marines at the border. Maybe we can stick with the border patrol and they just, like, put the barbed wire back up. Let's just stick with a border. We don't need a war zone for all the illegal immigrants who learn to cross the border on TikTok. Republicans are freaking out that, quote, military-aged men are crossing the border. What do you think these adult men are doing? Trying to get jobs to send money to their families? Everybody knows illegal immigrants go to join militaries, not landscaping companies. Come on, we all know nobody wants to be in the military anymore. Donald Trump. I'd rather mow a lawn than be a tank operator or a suicide bomber. I think I'd rather do anything than be a suicide bomber. I think even if I immigrated to the United States with the intention of suicide bombing, I think I'd get distracted trying all the different fast food chains. I'd be like, damn, I don't wish death to America. I love America. Burger King, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a Pizza Hut. They'd have me singing songs of praise. God bless America. God bless drive-thrus. You guys hear Wendy's was gonna do surge pricing? What a fucking awful idea. Wendy, come on. Are you dumb? Wendy, what a dumb bitch. Wendy showed her true colors with this one. Even though they're not doing it now, it's only because everyone was like, are you kidding? You bitch. Wendy, you bitch. The employees weren't going to get surge salary. I don't know, surging income. They were like, customers at lunch hour, you guys be ready to throw down for your square burger. Fucking highway robbery. Drive-through robbery. They're trying to make some Hunter Biden level business deals. That shit would have been highly criminal. Thank you for listening. Peace.